2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. This does give me flashbacks of driving back from Nebraska with the two of you.
A lifetime of memories in one trip.
And just with one mission.
Laser focus.
Home.
Lloyd with a small bladder.
You went like five, 6 hours before you'd stop.
By the way, that was the first and only time I've told a lie in my life.
Yeah.
Having to call the hotel place.
I had a hotel reservation set up that night. And
had to get out of it. Needed it reimbursed. Canceled.
Yeah, remind me. What happened?
I don't know. There was some tragedy that demanded
close
tears.
Close to the family, wasn't it?
You could have called me Juancho Hernan Gomez in that car that night. Or that morning. I don't remember if it was night or morning by the time we were trying to call to cancel the...
It was late afternoon. Night.
Yeah, the acting chops were...
It was on, wasn't
good,
it?
Man. Yeah, it was very Juancho-esque.
It was...
The tears were flowing.
Well, I figured the event that we conjured up, and I'm going to say we because I think we all came up with it, would have demanded tears, right? If that happened to any of us for real, we'd all cry, so...
I don't think...
When I was talking to the hotel manager... I think that I was just relaying what you came up with. I don't remember who came up with it.
Scotty was okay for you to do it because there was a lot of bad juju for doing that. So he was okay that you did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, believe me,
had no problem doing it.
I have paid my penance, believe me. Had a lot of bad luck come my way.
Yeah, things have just gone horribly for you. And, if anything, I just wish something would go right once for my guy.
All I know is... There were so many parts of that drive, man, that were just unique. Did we go off-roading?
We
missed
an
exit.
Started going the wrong way at one point. I don't even know where we would have been headed. But, yeah, we had a flip of you and go over the median to get flipped around.
And we did.
Was that the time when we were doing it? We were doing a live post-game show.
Yeah, we were. No, we were back in the day. It wasn't live Facebook Live. What was everybody using back then?
Oh, it was Lighthouse. Light scope. Interscope. Scoping in the view.
Interspace. Martin Sheen was shrunk down. And
No, it was something scope. Horoscope.
Periscope.
Periscope. Thank you.
That's what it was. Lighthouse.
Microscope. Interscope. Interspace. Jeez.
Horoscope?
That trip was a horoscope for sure. No, there was a that was a trip that I'm glad we did. I love the memories of it, and I never want to do it again.
Why?
And that's why we don't go out on the road anymore.
Was
apparently.
It the drive back? Is
the
that
drive
what?
Back did it? The drive back was miserable.
Hey, but I heard some talks out here that there's some talks of trying to get us back out on the road.
The drive back wasn't that miserable.
It was miserable.
You had whatever music service, some provider.
Spotify.
And you just rolled it.
I had to go to the bathroom and you threw a bottle at me. You said, here you go.
We had places to be.
You had a place to be.
You've been married for 20 years. I can't believe you were that fired up.
God needs. Man.
Okay.
We had to get home.
Okay.
I know yeah, we did.
No.
We did.
No.
I was hungry.
The trip out there was pleasant, was fun. The trip back, not so much. That game ended, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon,
yes.
And we drove from Lincoln, Nebraska straight back home.
Straight.
And may have saved Lloyd's marriage, too.
Yeah, we did. Pulled in as...
Were you married at the time?
No.
No.
His fiance...
Yeah, she had the kids, and she was...
His fiance was packed up and headed out. Yeah. But we got it.
We boxed her in.
And block her. Don't let her out.
Oh, man.
All right, if there's a trip this year that you would take...
No,
what would it be?
Vegas, BYU, Notre Dame.
Okay, we can do Vegas. The three of us have done Vegas since.
Reason you do that one is because it's, 6.5 hours.
Yeah,
so if you were to say Florida, the show might not last.
No, let's do it.
Can you imagine hands-free eating for however long that is?
Hands-free eating is a great concept.
You actually fed us while we were driving.
Yeah, because I didn't want your hands on a steering wheel. I can feed you. I've fed 4 babies.
Yeah, but the problem is we didn't want to be fed.
Yeah, but how much safer is it when you're watching the road and not your fork and with one hand on your...
I know, but I'm like,
no, when you have like a gas station...
Get that beef jerky out of my face.
You got a gas station burrito that you were shoving in Lloyd's face and he's swerving all over the road. It really wasn't that safe.
Then knock it off.
Yeah, but I applied the hot sauce on it and didn't get it all over the shirt, which he would have done if he was trying to do it while he was driving. Hands-free eating is amazing.
There's really no – okay, so you got – let's say it's BYU. BYU's got Oregon. You want to drive to Liberty?
Oh, no.
You got Boise State. You got Stanford. Eh, not a really great road schedule for BYU. Of course, the South Florida. Nobody's driving to South Florida.
Don't you think, though, that Vegas, that Notre Dame-BYU game?
That'd be fun. What day of the week is that? October, is that that's a Saturday game, right?
It is a Saturday game.
Does Utah State have a game that week?
I think that is a Saturday game.
Because
Hatch, is that a Saturday game? It is, isn't it?
5 o'clock kick.
Sorry, I got a home game against Air Force. The two of you guys can do it and listen to all the, you take Jake with you, the three of you guys. Jake needs to experience hands-free eating.
Oh, you would love it, Hatch.
Hatch said he's already going, so he's in.
Hey, marriage tip. Hansel,
let's all go down
tip.
There and not come back with any audio, too. That'd be fun.
Hansel's a marriage tip.
You know what? You're okay to say that this week.
Feed your spouse while they drive. It is a bonding experience.
Oh, I bet Amanda loves it when you do that.
She hates it. She won't take part in the hands-free eating, but I will. I love when she feeds me.
All right, how about you guys make a Utah State trip with me? Because I can't do the Vegas thing.
Love it.
Let's see. We got Laramie. You want to come to Wyoming again?
No.
You got Colorado State.
No.
Can't drive to Hawaii. We're not getting on a boat.
No, not Colorado State. No.
And then Boise. And you're not driving to Alabama, that's for sure.
No, and no to Boise.
All right, so I guess no.
UNLV?
No, they were UNLV's at home this year. They were at UNLV.
San Diego State?
Nope, no San Diego State. No, the road games are Boise, Hawaii, Wyoming, Colorado State, Alabama.
No.
And
I'll do the Alabama trip. I will.
And
if you
BYU.
Guys want to do it, I'll do it. But you can't go at the last second. Well, fellas, I got to get on this charter plane. I'll see you.
There's no way I'm driving to
Tuscaloosa.
Alabama. No way I'm driving to Alabama. Plus, you're going to get pulled over, and Lloyd's going to be like, some guy's going to be like, "This is a nice set of teeth on you."
Yeah.
Squeal like a... No, never mind.
Grabs his ear. Don't you worry. I got your back.
He's got Ned Beatty over there.
Yeah, but I'll be...
Burt Reynolds?
Was it Burt?
Burt was in it, yeah.
Who's the guy from Anaconda?
Oh, John Voight?
John Voight. I'll be John Boy. He was a little tougher. Beatty, man, he just, that guy gave up.
Yeah, that didn't end well.
Worst movie ever made.
That's probably top five, right? Most uncomfortable, never want to watch again movies.
Yeah, and it's crazy because what our world has come to and what types of movies they make, that is still the worst.
It's hard to beat that one.
It was made, late 70s?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's early 80s.
I don't even want to mention the name of the movie because I don't want people to stumble upon it.
It'll give you nightmares.
Oh, it's the worst ever. I can't believe that that was released.
It's scary. I don't even want to go on road trips that are too out there.
Again,
so that's why we're not going to Alabama. And by the way, I had a friend who his
why'd you just air quote?
Well, because he wasn't that much of a friend.
Oh, okay.
But no, it's not you, Lloyd. But his
oh, what the heck, dude?
What's that?
He said he's not that much of a friend. No, it's not you, Lloyd.
No,
kind of insinuate like I'm not that much of a friend.
No. Let me finish, and you'll be glad it's not. I'm not. The dude had the Ned Beatty squeal as his ringtone.
No, he
yes.
didn't.
Yeah.
You can't say who it is?
He is an old radio sales guy back in the old.
Okay. All right. Well, that's awkward.
Yeah, no, that's
a phone call.
Like, get a phone call in the middle of a sales call. Yeah, not great. All right, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Thanks for making us part of your day. Dr. Chapman joining us once again from the Lyft Clinic, 801-877-1199. And, Doctor, you've been on the station a little bit already, one time before and today, but let's just zero in and kind of get back to basics and talk about the people that are suffering. You know, you're talking about alignment in that neck area, correct? And making sure that, you know, for lack of a better term, your head's on straight.
Exactly. And it has an impact on your mental status as well as your physical status.
So you come in, you get that free complimentary assessment that's including imaging, and you can find out pretty quickly if somebody's suffering from this, right?
Yeah, we can. You know, yes, we can. We've got a couple of layers of sort of, we call this technology that we use. The first one is we've got a really good custom designed questionnaire where we ask certain questions and those lead to other questions if you answer them affirmatively or negatively. And then, you know, ultimately, it really boils down to, if we're really getting down to the basics here, it boils down to the dignity of a diagnosis. And people deserve a diagnosis. And if you get the diagnosis correct, then you have a much higher probability of aligning that, you know, identification of a symptom of a condition, which is a diagnosis, with a solution. And we don't want to make this oversimplified, because bodies and humans are complex. But if you get the diagnosis right, there's a high probability that your treatment is right. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. And let's talk about the symptoms. We mentioned headaches, but what are some of the other symptoms people might be struggling with if this isn't right?
Yeah. So certainly the whole realm of sleep, breathing disorders, symptoms that come out of like sports injuries. And since we're talking to an audience that's super interested in sports and play that themselves and have loved ones and family members that play, having the type of injury where you don't just get like a stinger or something like that. This is like, you know, things haven't been the same, say, with my shoulder after that, you know, that incident, or, you know, and it can be anything from a friendly family reunion game of touch football or a frisbee where you collided with a tree. And, you know, it can be any of those kinds of things like that. You know, it doesn't have to be the NFL. It just sometimes we think we're in the NFL and we watch or we remember, you know, how our bodies used to work when we were 25. But here we are 50 and we're, you know, out playing with our teenagers and our teenagers' friends. And we're like, we think we can do stuff that we, you know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is not able.
Amen to that. So yeah, no doubt.
Those kinds of injuries are, well, a big part of what we deal with.
Well, let's get that free complimentary assessment. 801-877-1199. Call right now. 801-877-1199. All we're asking you to do is make that phone call and take advantage of that free complimentary assessment and see if this is right for you. You can also check them out online, theliftclinic.com, but just call direct, 801-877-1199, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Barry Trammell, sports columnist for the Oklahoman.
Is Utah the best team in the Pac-12 going into the season? Is that what most people think?
Yeah, with USC closing.
Among Sooner fans, the second favorite team in college football is Utah. Anything to keep Lincoln Riley from success.
Oh, there you go.
There it is.
That will elevate the Utes in the minds of Sooner fans, I can promise you.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10 on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. The wheel is loaded, and it's time to talk some sports. This is Sports Roulette with Hanson Scotting, presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
And Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Sports Roulette. Take some of the big storylines we've not had a chance to get to. We put it on a roulette wheel. We spin it. And wherever that little ball happens to land is what we'll end up talking about. It's all brought to you by U First Credit Union. For over 65 years, they've been committed to you. And even though their name may be changing, that commitment to you is not. Find out more at ufirstcu.com. All right. Lloyd, fire up that wheel.
Great moments in broadcasting history.
Was this yours or was this Lloyd's?
It's not mine.
Tom Hamilton, the Cleveland Guardians play-by-play guy? Was that yours? Did you get it put in? Is it? Oh, you got it? This is one way to go about sports broadcasting.
Yeah.
So many times announcers, because of relationships and who writes the paycheck, are just nervous to just be frank and honest.
Yeah.
Tom Hamilton is not.
Miguel Sano, he's not hurt. He's just fat. I mean, that's as brutally honest as we can be. He's down in Fort Myers trying to get in shape.
Wow. Lloyd, can you play that again? That might need to be a drop there.
Miguel Sano, he's not hurt. He's just fat. I mean, that's as brutally honest as we can be. He's down in Fort Myers trying to get in shape.
He goes on. He's like, Cleveland's paying this guy a lot of money, and he's out there. Miguel Sano, he's not injured. He just fat. Wow.
Miguel Sano, he's not hurt. He's just fat.
Wow.
You are a play-by-play voice for a university. Let's just say, you and Kevin are kind of going through the lineup for Utah State football.
Yeah.
And a guy is off the roster or off the field or has been for 2 days, and you just said, look, this isn't about injury. This is about him being fat. He didn't say overweight.
No. Nope.
He didn't say heavy. He didn't say out of shape.
No. What I would say is, where's he at, Fort Myers?
And by the way, I couldn't remember. Yeah. I was thinking he's actually with Minnesota.
Oh.
And I think they were playing. This is a different team. That he
okay,
was,
so he's not talking about team. One of his own players.
Right.
Oh, yeah, okay. You can get a little loose there.
Oh.
But what I still would have said, yeah, as a guy that might be a little LB challenged myself, is I would say, yeah, Miguel, he's down in Fort Myers. He's trying to get ready. You know what? He's been out for a bit, trying to get in shape, trying to get round up into form so he can be ready to contribute for this team.
Yeah.
Come on.
Tom Hamilton didn't have time for all that.
It's baseball. You got all the time in the world. You got 40 minutes between
Miguel
pitches.
Miguel Sano, he's not hurt. He's just fat.
Fat.
If I'm Miguel, man, I'm on the phone. I'm like, hey, what's Tom's number? Or do you have his address?
Yeah.
I'm going to go pay a visit to Tom.
Yeah. Yeah, because is Tom going to say that in front of Miguel?
Probably
if
not.
Miguel walks into that booth, is Tom going to look him in the eye and say,
you're fat?
Hey, fatty.
No. So you said this, you're saying Miguel Sano does not play on the team that Tom Hamilton calls for?
No, because Hamilton calls for the Cleveland Guardians. And
Miguel's with the Twins.
He's with the Twins.
Yeah. You're right. Okay. That makes a little bit more sense.
I started thinking. I was like, wait, I think that might be. So I had to double check where he was at. So, yes. I thought it had been better if he was actually with the Guardians. I'd be like, good for him.
Still feels a bit not okay.
No, that's not okay. No, that's. I know you think you're being funny, Tom. And you are. I mean, look, it's funny. We're all having a good little laugh about it. But come on, man. Miguel's over there trying to get himself into shape. He doesn't need to hear that.
It's going
to
bite you.
Yeah. I'd love to see them sign Miguel as a free agent. Then he walks in and goes, all right, Tom, let's talk about your BMI. Let's see where you're at, big fella. How you doing? Let's go on a treadmill. See who can run faster. You're going to talk like that. Stupid. Yeah, that's not okay. All right. Spin it.
Six games?
So, Scotty, if Alvin Kamara gets six games for pummeling a fella,
yeah,
I got to imagine that a certain quarterback is staring down at minimum a year. Minimum. If not 2 years. But for those of you that didn't see this, New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara was involved in a fight. Kamara allegedly tried to stop a man from entering an elevator. Kind of put his hand on the chest. The man said that he pushed Kamara's hand off his chest and then was pushed in return. He then claims that he was punched and kicked by multiple members of the group and that he lost consciousness. Now, where this thing gets really bad, Scotty, there's video footage of this incident. So Kamara allegedly punched the man about eight times, three swings coming while the guy was already down on the ground. This victim suffered an orbital fracture during the attack, and the videos have been reviewed, and he is receiving a six-game suspension,
yeah.
Which I can't imagine he even tries to protest. I can't imagine.
No, you just got it. You're just going to have to take that. When there's video out there, you just got to take it. There's not a lot you can do.
Right, because at some point, if you keep fighting it, then the league's like, all right, fine, just put the video out there.
Yeah.
And you want to see a video of a grown NFL player punching a dude that's unconscious on the ground while his buddies kick him? Kamara's like, whatever, just don't.
Maybe they'll do the six games and call it good.
I have not seen the video. Have you guys?
I don't think
it's released.
I have not. I'm surprised that TMZ or whoever haven't been able to get their hands on it yet.
Well, I'll bet
and maybe there is.
I bet they're clamoring for it.
But I look at, you know, back to Deshaun, that's going to come down here in the next couple of weeks. I got to imagine mid-July. Because training camp's going to start here pretty soon. Like, if I'm the Cleveland Browns, I need to know what I'm dealing with from a quarterback situation. If he's out, okay, fine, let me know. But you guys got to decide one way or another. But I don't think he's playing at all this year.
Nope.
And the NFL was pretty quick when Deshaun Watson's camp released that they had settled with 20 out of the 24 women. And the NFL said, what you've done here on the side, that has no bearing on what we're doing. Just because you paid out some money and you settled with these women doesn't mean that you're off the hook with us. They were really quick to announce that.
The whole thing bums me out so bad.
I know. It's.
I know that those women want money and their silence can be bought, but they could have done a lot more good by having their voice heard and making sure that this guy is stopped. If the situation did, in fact, occur. Now, I don't know all the things that go into a buyout. I don't know.
Yeah.
But four women still remain to have their voice heard. So hopefully they get really loud. But Kamara receiving six games, I'm suspecting that it's 2 years. You know, we saw that baseball player about 5 months ago get two full years suspension. I'm hoping that the NFL takes a similar path.
I'd love it. I would love it.
Yeah, me too, because I would love it because Cleveland would still be on the hook.
And there's a lot of owners around the NFL, too, that are probably in Roger Goodell's ear saying, hey, you need to punish them. That they gave him a guaranteed contract. I got a quarterback who's going to be up in a year, and he's going to want a guaranteed contract because of what those jabronis did. You got to make them pay. All right, spin it, Lloyd.
Illegal guns in Chicago are a big no-no.
Oh, man. Scott, if there's one place you don't want to get caught with an illegal gun, it's in Chicago, right?
Yeah. Or New York, where Plaxico Burress got in trouble.
That one's bad as well.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
When they say illegal, is that just me? It's just they don't have it's not registered.
Yeah, and there's an extended clip.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah,
either.
So let me take you through the story. So this happened to Bears linebacker Matt Adams. He was arrested yesterday, and he's been charged with misdemeanor firearm possession, and he's been cited with having a high capacity magazine. And this is the other bad one: metal piercing bullets. So,
jeez,
yeah. He had bullets that could go through metal. He had a high-capacity magazine, and I think he's in quite a bit of trouble. You know, and Chicago's in a bind because Chicago's got the most stiff gun laws, and they've got some of the highest gun crime, and that is a bad combo. Like they put all these things in to try to stop the gun stuff, and then you get these guys with these high-capacity magazines and metal-piercing bullets. They have to prosecute, and they have to take this serious. Because Chicago is a mess with gun crime. You know that?
Yeah.
He was arrested about 6:40 p.m. in Chicago. According to the summary charges, police searched Adams' vehicle, found him to be in possession of a high-capacity magazine within the city limits of Chicago, which is a municipal code violation. Authorities also said that they recovered the gun. Adams right now is in his first season with the Bears. He's spent the last four seasons with the Indianapolis Colts, and maybe Indiana is a place where you can tote a gun. Maybe Indiana is a place where you can have metal piercing bullets. I can't imagine those are legal anywhere. Maybe they are. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you got a high capacity magazine, you got to know where you're at when you've got that. So Matt Adams is in quite a bit of trouble. Again, Bears linebacker arrested yesterday. Metal piercing bullets?
Jeez.
Look, you and I have been around guns our whole life.
No need for that.
Have you heard of metal
No, I haven't. No, I have not.
Not so is that Kevlar piercing too?
I would imagine.
I mean, if it's going through metal.
It's going to go through Kevlar for sure.
I would imagine.
You can get the point across, I guess, with just regular bullets.
Yeah.
I don't quite understand.
I'd imagine the NFL. Yeah, well, what are you facing? You know what you got?
People in cars. I think you'll scare them enough if you're hitting them off cars to begin with.
Goodness,
what's that?
Like, what are we doing here?
Oh my gosh, what's the guy with the metal suit?
The metal suit.
Yeah,
the Tin Man.
No, not the Tin Man. He's the guy that was in Weird Science.
What's that?
No. The guy
that
from
Tin Man?
No.
Yeah. The guy that needed a heart?
Needed a heart.
The guy from Weird Science plays him. Something Junior?
Andrew McCarthy.
Andrew McCarthy's not. Oh. Andrew McCarthy's not in Weird Science.
Oh, Hall.
No, not Mike.
Ryan Hall.
Spencer Ryan Hall.
No. No.
Jonathan Silverman.
No, I'm talking the bully. Something Junior.
Oh, Bill
Sayow.
No.
Oh, my gosh. I can't do this with you guys. No.
Oh, yeah.
Not
now
Chet,
now
no.
It's not fun. Okay.
No, I can't do this. I hate it when you guys do this. He's also, we were just talking about Due Date. He's in Due Date.
Oh, the chubby guy.
Seth Rogen.
No.
Oh,
no, no,
you
no.
Guys are
the beard
killing
in between
me.
The two ferns.
You're killing me.
Zach Galifianakis.
Yes.
Okay.
He's in that. Yeah. Due Date.
Never mind. I don't even want to play with you guys. I hate when you do this. I was going to say, this guy from Weird Science, he wears a metal suit. And like I was going to say, what are you trying to?
How about we just go with the Tin Man
from
Wizard of
Oz? Trying to fight against him?
Tin Man.
No, because it's tin.
You're talking about RoboCop?
You don't even need a metal piercing bullet to go through the Tin Man.
RoboCop?
Bud, you could get a BB through that can. He's a tin can. What?
RoboCop?
No.
Oh, that's a good one.
No.
Right.
That guy's not in Weird Science.
R2-D2.
I don't know. I'm trying to help you out here,
man. R2-D2.
C-3PO was actually probably the guy that walked with that.
There you go.
I'm done. No. It's the guy that wears metal and flies around.
The Rocket Man. Rocketeer. Sorry.
Go to break. I'm bugged. I just want to go to weekend.
The Rocket Man. We've given you so many guys with metal suits.
Yeah,
what
but you're
you
not
want?
Even guy. You're not close.
I'm sorry.
Why are you mad at us? Right.
Man
in metal suit.
Man.
See who comes up first.
Metal suit.
All right. Let's spin that wheel, Lloyd.
Metal man? Not him either.
Petty and vindictive.
Iron Man. Iron Man. Oh, how did you guys did you not get so? Iron Man?
Sorry.
All the Iron Man I could think of.
Come up with 30 things guys with guys dressed suits. In metal. 30. Gosh.
So apparently the Washington Nationals were working out a deal with the Washington, who are the Washington football team? Who are they now? The Commanders. And part of the business deal that they had to pay for some level of parking, the Washington Commanders, with the Washington Nationals. So anyway, they got this deal done. Daniel Snyder was upset with how much money they had to pay. So the owner of the Washington Nationals has a suite at the Washington Commanders games. So Daniel Snyder, still upset with how much money that they had to change hands, decided this. And this is from an affidavit from an employee that worked with the Washington football team. It said that as we completed the business deal with the Lerners, Lerners are the one that owned the Nationals, that in Dan's view was way too much to pay, but we needed the parking. And when this happened, I was told to go to Mark Lerner's suite and go up there to his suite. It was a non-game day. Dan then asked me to pour milk all over the carpet under the seating in Mark Lerner's suite so that the suite would smell like sour milk when the Lerner family came in on game day. He had me do that on other occurrences. So if you're asking me if I regret doing things, that would fall under that category. I owe Mark Lerner an apology, but I did it because Dan Snyder told me to do it.
That's awesome.
So Dan Snyder, grumpy about some business deal, goes up to the guy's suite, pours milk all over the place on a non-game day, probably lets the sun just bake down on it. So as soon as that family walks in there, it smells like sour milk.
That was funny. That's a good one. I think that's it's subtle.
I don't know how subtle it is.
I think it's funny. I think... yeah, that's out of all the things that he's done that I would be upset about, that's not on the top of the list.
But you wouldn't be upset if you walked into your suite that you paid for and it smelled like sour milk?
I don't know, man. I've pulled so many pranks. I don't know if that not a prank or is that he's being mean.
I think say being mean. I don't feel like that's a prank.
Because if he's just being petty and vindictive over a business deal that you're not happy about.
If he jumps out from behind the door and goes, ha! And points at him while this dude's smelling sour milk, then that's funny.
Okay, but I don't think he did that. I think he just let it be.
he just let it continue to rot.
I was just having some fun. We got the carpet cleaning crew coming up here. We'll clean this thing up for you.
We got Zero Res coming. I was just funning you.
Yeah, come on. No harsh chemicals. No crunchy carpets. We'll get this thing taken care of. All right, Hans and Scotty, we'll wrap this thing up next. Get you ready for Unrivaled straight ahead right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
The NBA draft was filled with excitement and intrigue for the Utah Jazz.
Boring.
Okay, well, maybe the draft was a dud. But hey, the offseason is just getting started.
Everybody better brace themselves
for all the latest insight and analysis on the Utah Jazz. Keep it locked on your exclusive home of Utah Jazz basketball. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Any part of the show, every moment of every show is available in podcast form by searching Hans and Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty wrapping up another edition of the show, another week of shows. Boy, it's a busy week this week. We had, Ryan Smith, Dana White, then we had BYU Media Day, then the NBA Draft.
Woo! Busy, busy day.
Yeah, the NBA Draft was exciting. That was
busy
fun.
Week. Hey, you know, for all those out there that don't have a chance to listen to all 3 hours every day, we do have every interview and every moment in podcast form at kslsports.com. You can go and pull it right there off the website, or you can subscribe to the Hans and Scotty Show by going to iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher and searching Hans and Scotty.
Yeah.
And we'd love a follow. We'd love a review, a star, a thumbs up. Love you to download a bunch of these interviews. Go listen to what Dana White had to say about our great state.
I'd like 5 of those stars, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 of them, please.
Go listen to what Ryan Smith had to say about the new Jazz uniforms. Go listen to what Keanu Hill had to say about what he's trying to develop, or Aaron Roderick had to say about a 2 fullback set.
Yeah.
Which he gave, that was exclusive to Scotty and I.
Yeah, he said, look, I'm going to let you guys in on something. We're using those dudes together. There's going to be some personnel groupings.
Go listen to Scotty and I's favorite BYU football player.
Yep.
He's our guy.
He's our guy. For sure.
I'm not going to say the name because there's 2 of them. But you and I got to interview really the 2 best interviews,
yeah,
BYU players that they've got.
Yeah, I think that's pretty spot on. So again, everything's available for you. Just go to whatever podcasting platform you like. Just search Hans and Scotty in KSL Sports. You'll find it. Also, you can just go to KSLSports.com and everything's available for you there as well. But
on a nice, real clean, nice format. Just click the podcast up there in the top.
If you're a little salty about how the AM sounds, and I know we're working on it and some other, but that one, you're going to hear our dulcet tones.
We're getting things fixed.
Yeah, we're working.
This is your last opportunity for the Fallback Friday, 975 Hans, Scotty G Zone, and Lloyd Cole. You follow us on Instagram right now.
Right now.
We follow you back.
Yep. Hey, by the way, do you see the because this is our first day in studio this week. Mm-hmm. Lloyd cleaned out all the sugar cookie fat boys. They're all gone.
Are you serious?
No, that was somebody else, man.
I mean, it wasn't Lloyd.
It wasn't me.
But they're all gone.
They're gone?
Yeah.
They are gone. They went quick. They went fast.
It was my whole thing.
I know. I was already thinking, hey, it's 3 o'clock. There we go. Oh, shoot. All right, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Big thanks to everyone who helped us out on today's show. This was a fun one today. Dr. Chris Chapman and registered nurse James Woods, kind enough to join us as well. And James, let's start with you. I've heard your story before, but for those that haven't had a chance to hear it, not only are you with the Lyft Clinic, but you've been a patient of the Lyft Clinic, and you've had your life changed.
Absolutely. We were talking about the neck and how the head is on straight, but the spinal cord and the vertebral column, it's a top down approach and it really affects the lower back too. So I was in the Army. I was injured in the military. I broke my back skiing. I do a lot of life things and was in a car accident. And that's when Dr. Chapman said, come on, James, I'll take care of you. I'll fix you. And I didn't know what that meant. And when he fixed me, you live with the long haul. You live with pain day in and day out. And you live with it. So it just becomes part of you. For me, it was when he got done and I would just sat there and thinking, years later, I'm like going, man, Dr. Chapman, I have no recollection of back pain. I know that sciatic pain's been gone and you just don't think about it. So then it becomes in the forefront of your head saying, I've been happier lately because I'm not in pain all the time. I can walk. I can go walk the dogs, hike, ski, and live pain free. And that's been the greatest thing for me is just to be able to experience that from a real simple procedure that when I was done, I'm like, oh, that's it. That's all you did for me. And it's had long-term effects. It's been really outstanding for me.
And Dr. Chapman, too, it all starts with that free assessment. Let's talk about the process somebody goes through when they call that number and they come in and check that out.
Yep. First line, they get to speak with our lovely patient coordinator who kind of like gives them an overarching idea of symptoms and how it might be related. So she kind of helps the patient sort out right there up front whether or not they might be a good candidate or not. If they get through that, then they get handed off to a scheduling for a complimentary consultation. That consultation is really high value. We actually do a very intense review of their history. It includes a physical examination of the region of complaint and, of course, the craniocervical junction because that's involved in all the other regions. And then Usually, if they get to that point, it warrants taking some imaging. So we do some 3D upright cone beam CT imaging, where we do a full computer generated 3D assessment of their airway. We look at the jaw joints. We look at the sinuses. We look at pretty much the entire spectrum there of head and neck junction there. And from that point, we're able to determine, and this is kind of where it gets exciting, we're able to determine that whether or not we can help the patient with that problem. And sometimes we get folks that get to that point, and honestly, we're not their solution. And we will tell your listeners that too. We tell the truth. And so that's the whole process there. And if they're a candidate, then they're presented some very clear, succinct treatment options. And we have a number of ways they can pay for those services. And then it's just a matter of getting them on course and helping them get their life back.
Well, gentlemen, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today. 801-877-1199. That's the Lift Clinic. I think this has resonated with a lot of listeners out there. If you're one of them, call right now, 801-877-1199. You can also check them out at theliftclinic.com. That wraps it up for us. Coming up next, Unrivaled, breaking down that exciting, fun-filled NBA draft from last night. Straight ahead right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.